Yes, sir, what is your name? Chuck, and what'd you have done, Chuck? Quadruple bypass. Yes, I asked a guy one night, how many bypasses did you have? And he goes, I don't know, I was asleep. So, Chuck, did you have some sort of symptoms? Did you have what encouraged you to get the bypass? Your doctor said it would be better to do it than wait for the heart attack. Did he have children in college or something? Was it a BMW payment to make, maybe? So you went in, maybe were you having chest pains? Were you nausea? Did you thought you were healthy? Yeah, okay. And so oftentimes I ask, you know, what were you doing when you had the symptoms? And I had a fellow one night start giggling. So I'm thinking, uh-oh, little bone chicka wah wah. So I said, well, let me ask it a different way because it's a family show. Were you exerting yourself? He turns to his wife in a loud voice in front of everybody and goes, was I exerting myself? Well, I had an aortic valve transplant in 1995. Yep, a friend of mine said, did you have a near-death experience? Yeah, and I got the bill. $37,000. Yeah, my insurance company paid $1,500. My sister said, wait a minute, $1,500 on a $37,000 bill? What is that, the tip? Actually, are you American? The reason I ask you is I met a Canadian fellow. Had the same operation, almost the same time, 1995, and I said, I paid $37,000, my insurance company paid $1,500. How much did you pay? And he said, $18. Canadian, what was the 18 bucks for? Parking, correct. And Chuck, he wasn't happy about that. Apparently, if he'd gone to another clinic, you know, out of the suburbs, it would have been no charge. But that's all right. I don't care about the money, because A, I'm alive. B, the hospital agreed to accept installments. Yeah, they agreed to $25 a month, no interest. A friend of mine said out loud, I can't believe this, you gonna pay? You know, first of all, it's $25. Second of all, it's an aortic heart valve. I mean, do you seriously want to meet that repo man? Somebody said to me, what if you have to have it done again? I just walk in the hospital, put it on my tab. Actually, you got the zipper? I'm sure if you have the zipper, the scar down the road. Which, by the way, is a great conversation piece because everybody wants to know. I'm in a gym in Los Angeles. I'm on a treadmill next to this bodybuilder who's not particularly bright. And I can see him checking out my scar in the mirror. And finally, he gets up his nerve. He goes, dude, what happened to you? I said, oh, you know, really, it was nothing. When I was born, I was delivered by a cesarean section. And, radical. So the heart valve thing, Chuck, turned up in a couple of tests I had. Did you have your cholesterol checked at the time? Do you remember what your cholesterol was at the time? No, mine was 357. Yeah, it's not good news. On the chart, right by 357, four words, notify next of kin. Did you know that? I bet Chuck knows that. Next of kin is really the problem with cholesterol. 85% of your cholesterol level is genetic. Yeah, your forefathers. Apparently, one of my ancestors was told to suck eggs and did. They've had coronary problems ever since. So, and I had the angiogram. Did you have the angiogram? You remember that? They make a small incision in your... You have no clue, do you, Chuck? Heart surgery with memory loss. An odd combination. Yeah, the angiogram was my favorite. I'll tell you why. I had it done in the South, Raleigh, North Carolina, Wake Medical. The doctor comes in, the cardiologist. He goes, Mr. King, we're going to insert a probe into your femoral artery. And, of course, I said, how are we going to get it in there? He said, we're going to insert it through an opening in your groin area. I said, Doc, you know what? As far as I know, there is only one opening in my groin area. You'll just give me my pants back. I think I'll have that heart attack. But then what they do is they make a small incision here in your, right here at the top of your thigh and in your groin area, and they give you a drug called Versed. V-E-R-S-E-D, as for it by name. Yeah, a couple of hits of Versed, they could use PVC pipe. Now do the other leg. The valve I got, there were three kinds of valves at the time. There was a pig valve, which I couldn't get because, you know, I'm a southerner. Every time I went past a barbecue place, I'd tear up. The mechanical valve at the time, the most popular, was a St. Jude valve. I'm no Catholic, but I am well aware St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes. I opted for a human valve. Yep, it's a transplant, a human valve. But it's from a donor, either a cadaver or an attorney who wouldn't use it. Now, every now and then, someone asks me, well, what's the name of the insurance company that paid so little? I'd tell you, but you know what? That would be slander. And they'd find out about it and would sue me or do something crazy like, I don't know, burn a cross in my front yard. Big